One of the trends we're watching in this year's election is the trend in watching ballot drop boxes. It is normal and legal to post election observers, but in Arizona, the observers at drop boxes have used some extreme tactics. They are monitoring the people trying to vote for governor and U.S. senator, among other races. Voters have complained to the state, which has passed the complaints on to the U.S. Justice Department, which is led by Merrick Garland.
The Justice Department has an obligation to guarantee a free and fair vote by everyone who is qualified to vote and will not permit voters to be intimidated.
The watchers in Arizona seem to be inspired by a discredited film. So let's talk about this with Ben Giles of our member station KJZZ in Phoenix. Hey there, Ben.
Good morning, Steve.
What exactly are people doing that would go beyond the traditional role of election observer of some kind?
Think of it like a tailgate. There are people camped out, so to speak, at drop boxes, two in particular, one in Mesa, a Phoenix suburb, and another outside county election headquarters just south of downtown Phoenix. Voters report that they're being watched, they're being photographed, they're being filmed while they're depositing their early ballots into these drop boxes. And in one case, a voter complained that they were accused of being a mule and followed by car out of the parking lot after casting their vote. The mule there is a reference to alleged ballot mules who delivered fraudulent ballots. This is a reference to the debunked 2000 Mules film that has really riled up some Republican election deniers. At the end of the last week, even sheriff's deputies were called to the drop box in Mesa because there were two armed men dressed in tactical gear parked nearby.
Wow. Now, you mentioned Republican election deniers. I guess we should note the context here. It comes after former President Donald Trump has continued to deny his 2020 election defeat that was affirmed by thousands of election officials from both parties and dozens of courts. So what are Republican officials saying about the election watchers now?
Well, they've been encouraging this behavior, not just now, but even over the summer. State Senator Kelly Townsend, she had this warning for alleged ballot box stuffers at a legislative hearing back in May.
We're going to be out there. We're going to have hidden trail cameras. We're going to have people parked out there watching you, and they're going to follow you to your car and get your license plate. It's going to happen. So don't try it. Don't try it anymore.
And it's not just Townsend. Mark Fincham is the Republican nominee for Secretary of State here, an election denier through and through. He has also called on people to do this and defended the people who are out there in tactical gear as we speak almost.
With all of that said, of course, it's a public place. It is legal to monitor election activity in some way. So what can voters do if they do feel threatened?
Voters are being encouraged to call 911, call the police. But the problem is there's not much to do for local law enforcement. There's this fine line between, you know, what is monitoring a drop box and what is voter intimidation. The rules state that people must maintain a distance of at least 75 feet from the drop box. But beyond that, there's this sort of gray area that's flustered local law enforcement. The Maricopa County Sheriff described the situation as absurd and has had to devote resources to monitoring the drop box vigilantes, he says, to help give people the confidence to vote.
Wait a minute. They're monitoring the people who are monitoring the people who are voting. Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Ben Giles of KJZZ.